The state legislature is closing in on an end-of-session deal that would strip convicted lawmakers of their pensions, extend mayoral control of New York City schools for one more year, and legalize daily fantasy sports gambling. Our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports on what is in and not in the final session agreement.
Legislators already agreed to expand the hours New Yorkers can drink alcohol, permitting drinks to be served starting at 10 a.m. on Sundays instead of the current noon start time. On certain special occasions, bars and restaurants can apply for a permit to start serving liquor at 8 a.m. Lawmakers also reached a tentative deal to legalize daily fantasy sports. But the sponsor of the bill, Senator John Bonasick, said late Thursday evening that he still wants time on Friday to present the bill to a closed-door Republican Senate conference to determine if there are enough votes among GOP senators to pass the bill.
We'll be back tomorrow, and I've asked the majority leaders who want me to brief the conference. And I'm optimistic that we'll have the votes in the Senate.
Senator Bonasick concedes he may need votes from some Democrats in the Senate in order for the measure to pass. Attorney General Eric Schneiderman halted the daily fantasy sports games last fall, but said they could resume if the legislature acted to regulate them. Lawmakers had more trouble getting agreements on ethics reforms in a year that's seen the two former legislative leaders sentenced to prison and state and federal probes of Governor Cuomo's economic development programs, a measure to close a major campaign finance loophole involving limited liability companies has not gained traction in the state Senate, and other measures, including a crackdown on super PACs, did not appear to be part of the final deal yet. The one bill that was apparently agreed upon would cancel the pensions of lawmakers convicted of a felony. Earlier in the day, Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie expressed hope that it could be done.
Pension forfeiture will be resolved one way or the other.
Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group says it's a failure if no other ethics reforms are approved in the 2016 session.
The session that allows purchasing alcohol and betting online as big accomplishments would be, I think, a far cry from what I think New Yorkers deserve and want out of Albany. They want to stop reading in the newspapers about their elected officials doing the perp walk. They expect Albany to clean itself up, and they have every right to expect that.
While legislators are extending the use of one drug, alcohol, they also acted to restrict the use of other drugs, heroin and opiates. The new measure makes it easier to get treatment, eliminating some roadblocks by health insurers. It focuses more on helping people than punishing addicts with jail time, says Senate bill co-sponsor Terrence Murphy.
It doesn't matter if you're a man, if you're a woman, if you're black, if you're white, what religion you have. It has shaken down very, very, very good families.
Homeless advocates are disappointed with the apparent failure to follow through with the bulk of Governor Cuomo's plan to spend $2 billion on supportive and affordable housing. 6,000 of 20,000 promised units were approved in the state budget, but homeless advocates, reacting to reports that just an additional $150 million of the total would be freed up in the final agreement, called it ridiculously inadequate. Assemblyman Andrew Hevesy was pessimistic when he spoke earlier in the week on the issue.
You'll notice that one of the worst-kept secrets in Albany is that funding for homelessness never seems to materialize.
Another measure that seemed to be falling off the table as the session drew to a close, allowing ride-sharing services like Uber and Lyft to operate in Long Island and upstate New York. Assembly Speaker Hastie said the measure was on life support. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.